Please by hand, please. Amen. Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the Word of God together. Let's all rise up and sing hymn 397.
我们一起唱诗397首。
397.
397.
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study transforming our lives.
奉主的圣名，我们继续来学习更新的生活。
Let's turn the book of Matthew, chapter 5.
请看马太福音书第五章。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
马太福音书第五章第一节。
And seeing the multitude, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciple came to him.
第一节，耶稣看见许多的人，就上了山，既已坐下。门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们说：“So
we want to receive a life that's full of blessing.
你如果要得到一个充满祝福的生活，
if you want to live a life that's full of transformation.
你们如果要过着一个更新的生活，
we must go up to the mountain and hear from our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们就要到山上去听主耶稣基督的教训。
And only then that our life is blessing upon blessing.
那么这样子的话， 我们的生命才充满了主耶稣的祝福。
Because the closer we draw to our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们越跟主亲近，
and that's the time we realize how poor we are in the spirit.
那我们才觉得我们是的这个 内心是这样的空虚。
And when we know how poor we are, then we will moan for our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么我们因为这个是虚心，所以我们才会就为主耶稣哀动。
Then after we moan, when we feel comforted, we become meek.
那我们哀动的，我们因为是哀动，就得到安慰。
When we become meek, then we were hungry and thirsty for righteousness.
那么我们就会变成很温柔，那么我们也会变成饥渴慕义。
And this is the process of a life transformation.
这就是人整个生命更新的过程。
If we already fulfill this process, and then we can go through on verse 11.
那我们都经过了这一系列的更新以后，那么我们就进到了第十一节所谓的。
It says, Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake.
人若因为我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话毁谤你们。
So we are so filled with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们充满了主耶稣基督在我们的心内。
And then we even receive more blessing when people persecute us for God's righteousness.
我们甚至受到别人的辱骂、逼迫、毁谤，我们依然得到祝福。
And then verse 12 says, Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecute the prophet who were before you.
第十二节，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。 在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。
So this is the goal we want to reach in our transformation.
这是我们生命要得到更新的这个目标。
When people persecute us,
当别人逼迫我们的时候,
when people speak evil against us,
当别人辱骂我们或者毁谤我们的时候,
and then that's a time we should feel rejoicing and exceedingly glad.
我们应当要欢喜快乐。
Because people only persecute those who are true prophets of Jesus.
因为人会逼迫那个真正做先知的。
But a lot of time, we cannot live a life of transformation.
很多时候我们为什么没有办法过着一个更新的生活呢？
So because of this, seem like our life is so mundane.
我们的生命里面怎么充满了这样如此的不愉？
It seems our life is so boring.
我们的生命为什么这样的枯燥无味呢？
Just like Pastor Liang showed us earlier, right? We have to transform this futility.
我们就像梁传道跟我们所分享的，我们要超越虚空。
If we truly follow Lord Jesus Christ,
我们如果真正的追随主，跟随主耶稣，
our life would never be boring.
那我们的生命就不会这样的枯燥无味。
Why? Because there's so many things that our Lord Jesus Christ wants us to accomplish.
因为主耶稣基督有太多的事情要我们去完成。
That is to make a house be full of love.
那就是比如说造成，比如我们要使这个家充满了爱。
To increase the number of God's church.
那么要使神的教会的数目增加。
There's so many things that we need to do.
我们有太多的事情要去做。
But the problem is that we are not ready.
但是问题是说我们还没有预备好。
When we are not ready, our Lord Jesus Christ is not ready to use us.
我们如果没有预备好的话，主耶稣基督就不能够来利用我们。
Let's go to Luke chapter 6.
我们看路加福音书第六章。
Luke chapter 6.
路加福音书第六章。
We know in verse 17 is when our Lord Jesus Christ come down from the mountain.
第十七节记载耶稣基督下了山。
And then we have received four woes from verse 24 to verse 26.
从
Verse 24 to verse 26.
我们看从二十四节到二十六节。
And verse 20, chapter 17, verse 24 say, "But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation."
Luke chapter 6, verse 24 to verse 26. 路加福音书第六章的二十四节说，但你们富足的人有祸了，因为你们受过因为你们受过你们的安慰。
Not yet. Yes. So when we submerge ourselves in the things of this world,
我们沉浸在这个世界里面。
Yes, even though sometimes we are blessed by the material things.
我们有时候得到从这物质上得到很多的祝福。
But we cannot see that in the spirit we are so poor.
但是我们的这个心灵却是空虚的。
So because of this, maybe we think we already, you know, rich, so we don't need our Lord Jesus Christ.
或者我们以为说我们已经很富足了，所以我不需要主耶稣。
But if we are rich in this world.
可是我们如果只是在世界上富足的话
Then in the world to come we do not have our Lord Jesus Christ and everything in this world will be disappeared.
但是我们要是没有主耶稣基督的话有一天世上的东西都消失了
For sure Solomon was so rich.
当然所罗门王是非常的富有
But why did he say vanities are vanities?
那为什么他又说虚空的虚空呢
I mean, no, Paul is very poor in this world.
Who?
Paul.
保罗在世界上看起来虽然是很非常的贫穷
Because he even worked as a tent maker to keep his livelihood.
那么他是一个制造帐篷的人
But why he feels so rich on end of his life?
为什么他觉得他的生命是这么的富足呢
Because every day of his life have stored up treasure in the heavenly kingdom.
因为他每天积攒财宝在天上
Then verse 25 say, Woe to you who are full.
第二十五节说路加福音六章二十五节说你们饱足的人有祸了
For you shall hunger.
因为你们将要饥饿
Just like the rich man and Lazarus.
就好像拉撒路这个富有的人跟拉撒路
We know rich man as he lived on this earth, he was, you know, he pretty much he was always full.
那么这个财主可以说是拥有一切。
But then when he died,
可是当他死了以后
even a drop of water, he wanted, but he cannot receive.
他要想得到一滴水也是不可能的。
But Lazarus,
但是拉撒路呢
even though he was poor on this earth,
虽然在世界上他是这样的贫穷
but on the end he was in the bosom of Abraham.
可是最后他却在亚伯拉罕的怀里面。
This is a great blessing for Lazarus.
那么对拉撒路来讲这是一个非常大的祝福。
And then second half verse 25 say, Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall moan and weep.
二十五节的下半段说：“你们喜笑的人有祸了，因为你们将要哀恸哭泣。”
Then verse 26, Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets.
二十六节说：“人都说你们好的时候，你们就有祸了，因为他们的祖宗带假先知也是这样。”
So for us to live a life without woes, we need to ascend to the up on the mountain with our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要是过着一个没有灾祸的生命的生活就必须要到主耶稣到山上去与主耶稣基督见面。
And only then that we can truly transform our lives.
也只有这样子我们的生命才得以更新。
Because all these woes will hinder us from transforming ourselves.
因为所有所谓的这些祸患阻止我们的生命得以更新。
If we feel we are rich, we never want to pursue What, you know, what is good for us, that is the spiritual things.
我们如果觉得很已经富有了，可是我们却不追求这个灵性方面的更新。
If we feel we are full, we never have desire for the word of God.
我们如果觉得我们已经拥有一切了，我们就不会渴望神的话语。
If we feel that this life is so wonderful, then we can never desire for the life to come.
我们如果觉得我们在今生已经是非常的美好了，我们就对于这个来生就不会那样的羡慕。
If everybody always speak well of us, this means we have not done according to God's will.
我如果人家都说我们好的时候，实际上我们却并没有跟随着主的话去做。
So we reflect on how we've been transforming since we came to Christ.
我们要这样子如何能够来更换我们更新我们的生命呢
？Let's go back to Matthew chapter 5.
我们看马太福音书第五章。
Only when we fulfill all these steps, we can transform ourselves, and then we can become the salt and the light of the world.
那么我们只有经过了这些步骤以后，我们才能够成为世上的盐，成为世上的光。
That's why in chapter 5 verse 13.
所以在第五章的十三在马太福音书第五章十三节里面这么说
Verse 13
十三节
You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to thrown out and trampled underfoot by men.
十三节你们是世上的盐盐若失了味儿怎么能叫它再咸呢以后无用不过丢在外面被人践踏了
You can see when we first come to know Jesus Christ,
当我们初初信主的时候
Just like this morning, I have testified to you about my niece Evelyn.
就好像今天早上我见证我的侄女
Yeah, she's been zealous, but it's only for 3 months.
她虽然非常的热心可是只有三个月
But what happened 3-5 years from now?
可是从现在开始的3年到5年以后
Would she still have that kind of zeal for our Lord Jesus Christ?
她对主耶稣基督有能够持守有这样的热切吗
That's why sometime when we've been in Christ for many years
所以我们已经信主多年的人
Even though at the beginning we're just like a Saul, right? Saul is Saul, you know, there's many different Saul, we can use it many different ways.
就好像盐一样，盐有很多的用途。
For example, salt is to preserve something.
盐可以用来防腐。
And salt maybe to heal a wound if you have.
盐也可以用来来这个疗伤。
Maybe salt is to make someone very thirsty.
咸也可以使人感到会使人非常的口渴。
That's why every time we go to eat Chinese food, right? A lot of time you have to drink a lot of water because they put a lot of salt up there.
Also MSG.
Yeah, no, MSG also, right?
我有时去吃中国餐的时候会觉得很口渴因为那掺了很多盐也掺了很多味精
So we as a Christian we should be all of these things
所以我们作为一个基督徒也是如此
We should be able to preserve people's life
所以我们要使人的生命能够得以维持
We should be able to heal people's sicknesses
我们也要能够来医治有病痛的人
We should make people thirsty for God's righteousness
我们也要使人对神的话语感到很渴慕
But why can we do all these things?
那么为什么我们不能做这些事呢
Because a lot of time we as a salt we have lose our flavor
就好像这圣经说的我们就像盐失去了味
because sometimes when we come to church you feel so burdensome
我们觉得来到教会来到教会我们觉得是一种重担
and when time comes to service tend to complain to one another
当我们来侍奉的时候我们就彼此的埋怨
and then those who know us how can have desire for Lord Jesus Christ
那么这样子的话我们如何能够对神的话有这么的渴慕呢
if we ourselves do not have that kind of desire
我们如果我们连自己我们如果自己都没有这样渴慕神的话说我们又如何能去要求别人呢
So that's why as we as the salt of this earth
所以作为世上的盐
We should not lose this kind of flavor
我们不要失去了味
Because if we lose this kind of flavor sooner or later God will throw us like away just like a piece of rock
如果盐失了味就成为一个普通的石头一样那么就会被主丢弃在外面
Because I heard on the olden days the salt is not like what salt we have now
我知道在古时候这个盐不像我们今天所谓的这种石
But when they saw before, just like a rock, like, so when they want to boil something, they put the salt in it, but after they use for a while, then it's no longer salty.
因为古代的这个盐就所谓的盐也是石头，是个在石头上面，你煮东西就把这个石头放在里面，过一这个时间以后，那这个盐味就失去了。
So the same thing as, you know, as we continue to live a life to journey to heavenly kingdom.
所以我们如果要我们活在世上继续前往天国的道路。
And sometimes we go to trial and tribulation.
我们会经过很多的试炼。
And sometimes the race seems so difficult to run.
有时候我们觉得说这个道路好像非常艰难。
But that is the time we should draw ourselves even more closer to our Lord Jesus Christ.
也就在这个时候，我们更应该来就近主。
We become more salty for our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们要成就像这个盐一样，使它成为更咸。
So make sure we do not lose the flavor of the salt.
所以很重要的是，很重要的就如盐不能失去它的味道。
Then verse 14 says, "You are the light of the world."
第十四节接着说，你们是世上的光。
A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden.
城照在山上是不能隐藏的。
Of course, if we cannot transform. If our life is not blessing upon blessing, and then we cannot be the light of the world.
如果我们的生命不是充满了丰富的恩典，我们就无法成为世上的光。
If we truly the light of the world, it cannot be hidden.
那么如果我们是真是世上的光，就不应该被隐藏起来。
This means everyone who can see us outside our life, the way we live our life, should see that there's something special about us.
也就是每个人能够在我们身上都能见到亮光，见到神的主的生命。
Why? Because we are the children of God.
为什么？因为我们是神的子女。
And we are the ones supposed to walk in the light.
所以我们要在光明中行走。
And there should not be any darkness inside of us at all.
所以我们在我们的身上不应该有任何的黑暗。
You can see nowadays the world is full of darkness.
今天世界上充满了很多的黑暗。
But we should be full of light.
但是我们需要充满了光。
Because if the light in us is turned become dark, then how great is that darkness?
如果我们的这个我们身上这个光变成黑暗了，灯变成黑暗的话，我们又如何能够照亮呢
？Because sometimes I feel so bad for my niece Evelyn.
有时候我对我的侄女感到非常的难过。
Because the school she goes to, she has no brother and sister there.
因为她所因为她所上的那个大学里面没有我们的弟兄姐妹。
And before she came to know Jesus, she has so many friends.
过去在她认识主之前，她有很多的朋友。
But now that she has, you know, she come to know the truth.
当他认识真理，接触真理，认识真理以后
，And all those friends she used to hang out with, she cannot really talk to them anymore.
他就没有办法再继续跟他以前那些朋友来往了。
And at school where she goes to, I mean, this school even though it's a good school and everything, but they live their life is so liberal. The school is so liberal.
虽然他所上的大学非常的好，非常的出名，可是这个校风却是非常的开放。
And the building she lives in is a quiet building they call a quiet building.
那他所住的 is dormitory.
Yeah, dormitory.
他所住的那个宿舍是个非常安静的宿舍。
But the craziest thing is that the boys' bathroom and the girls' bathroom are connected to one another.
但是问题是说。这个男厕所跟女厕所就是在隔壁。
So this means if she's in the hallway, she always see guys walking around half naked.
所以她经常看见那些衣冠不整的男人。
And the same thing, the girl just walk around like barely nothing on, right? Because they just everybody is so liberal.
女生也是一样，因为大家都是这么样的开放。
And I heard in senior year they share the same bathroom, boys and girls. How can this be? They share the same bathroom.
Oh, really? Oh. Yes.我甚至知道在大四的时候男女是共用一间厕所
so,
共用一间浴室
the room next door is a bunch of guys that she, you know, where she's staying now
所以甚至她的那个甚至她隔壁的房间就是男生住的
and they always bring girls to their dormitory by their room
所以那些男生也经常带这女孩子到房间来
so when they talk whatever they do she can hear everything
所以她可以听见他们的谈话
And how can you really overcome this kind of stuff?
你如何能够来克服这样的试探跟引诱
？So for the last 3 months, she just locked herself in the library, right? She stayed in the library until like 1-2 o'clock in the morning.
所以在过去的三个月里面，她就把自己关在图书馆里面，一直到凌晨差不多1-2点。
Because she knows now is the beginning of her journey to Heavenly Kingdom.
她知道现在她已经是要前往这个天国。
And she's a newborn baby.
她是一个出生的婴孩。
So in all the friends, all the people that she, you know is around her, they all do many wicked things.
所以她附近的这些三朋室友做的都是这些都是做这种邪恶的事情。
So right now she have no friends at all.
所以目前她是没有任何外面的朋友。
Person she want to be friends with, of course, they swear, they always joke around, you know, bad gesture, they do all this kind of stuff.
那么他所过去所认识的人所讲的都是一些不是很正经的事情。
So for us, actually, many of us, we also are like this.
我们或许也是如此。
When we work in a certain area,
我们工作的环境。
Maybe our co-workers, they like to tell bad jokes, this and that.
或者是比如说我们的同事会讲一些讲一些黄色笑话。
But this is the opportunity we need to transform ourselves.
可是我们需要来更新自己。
It's very easy just to follow what they do.
我们非常容易的来迎合这个潮流。
Just like it's very easy for my niece to follow her old ways.
就好像我的侄女非常容易的是她会非常容易的走回旧路。
That is to do all the wicked things that the people are doing around her.
就好像那些这周遭的人所做的那些不正经的事情。
But no, we are the children of God.
但是我们是神的子女。
We are the light of the world.
我们是世上的光。
We should be the one, we are the light which on a hill that shine that everything that is wicked.
我们就如灯照在山上要能够照亮世界上种种的黑暗。
Even though sometimes we have to be by ourselves.But sometimes, even though we are alone in the midst of darkness,
所以有时候我们也知道我们是在生活在这个黑暗里面。
But it's the way it should be.
但是我们需要能够照亮。
Because we are God's children.
因为我们是神的子女。
And then verse 15 says, "Nor do they lay a lamb and put under a basket, but on a lampstand, and they give light to all who are in the house."
十五节说，人点灯不放在斗底上，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。
So for us as the children of God,
作为神的子女，
not only that we should be able to shine on the people in the world, but also in the household of God.
我们不能不但要照亮这个世界啊，也要能够照亮在神的家里面。
Because even within inside a church, some area will be full of darkness.
啊，甚至在教会里面有一些角落、有些地方是黑暗的。
But every single one of us, we should be the lamp.
但是每一个人都要像那个灯一样。
And then this lamp should be on the lampstand.
那么这个灯是要放在灯台上。
And this lamp will be a give light to all who are in the house.
那么这个灯就能够照亮一家的人。
We as brothers and sisters,
我们是主内的弟兄姐妹。
Sometimes we are strong in faith.
啊，有时候我们的信心是坚强的。
And sometimes other people are weak in faith.
有时候别人的信心是软弱的。
And sometimes we are weak and sometimes they are strong.
所以有些人是坚强，有些人是软弱的。
So this means every single one of us, we need to do our part.
所以坚强的人啊，就要啊就要有使命。
When we are strong, we need to shine this light to those who are weak.
所以我们坚强的人就像光一样要照在软弱的人身上。
And when we are weak, we need to find those who are strong.
所以当我们软弱的时候，我们也要找坚强的弟兄姐妹们。
The same thing with wife and husband.
这个夫妻也是如此。
This is, we know that two is always better than one.
我们知道两个人总比一个好。
But we have so many brothers and sisters.
但是我们有很多的弟兄姐妹们。
None of us should be weak and faint for too long.
所以我们都不应该所以我们信心软弱的时间都不应该太长。
We should be able to encourage one another and uplift one another.
我们需要能够彼此互相的勉励，彼此提升这个信心。
So we are strong.
当我们坚强的时候。
We must shine this great light inside the household of God.
我们要这个照亮神的家。
The reason we do this not to glorify ourselves.
我们做这些事情并不是要荣耀自己。
But to glorify our Heavenly Father.
我们是要荣耀这个天父。
That's why in verse 16 says, let your light so shine before men.
所以第十六节说，你们的光也当照样照在人前。
That they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
So this is the goal for every single one of us.
这是我们每一个人的目标。
We shine our light to glorify our Heavenly Father.
我们那么照在人的面前的目的是要荣耀天上的父。
But make sure we do not shine the light and to glorify ourselves.
但是我们切记的是不要如此行来炫耀自己，来荣耀自己。
It's important to receive the eight blessings first before we can be the salt and the light of this world.
所以重要的是我们要得到这个八福，然后我们才能够照亮别人。
If we are the light of this world and we are not humble, of course we will steal a pride from our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们如果世上的光，但是我们却不能够我们却是荣耀自己，那么我们就不能使基督得到荣耀。
And then chapter 5 verse 20.
第五章的二十节这么说。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 20.
马太福音书第五章二十节。
Continuing our transformation.
继续我们更新的工作。
Say, for I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
We have to take this verse very seriously.
我们对这节的圣经要非常的留意。
Because if our righteousness is not exceed the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee, we by no means we enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们的义如果不能够胜过文士和法利赛人的义，就不能进神的国。
Let's what is the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee?
那么文士跟法利赛人的义指的是什么呢
？Of course, the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee is the law.
因为文士和法利赛人的义就是律法。
But even though Because in the Old Testament, in the Old Testament, the scribes and Pharisees, they think they are righteous because they can follow the law.
那么对文士跟法利赛人来说，他们是非常的觉得他们是有义的，因为他们能够遵守旧约的律法。
But remember, Jesus did not come to destroy the law.
我们都记得耶稣基督不是来废除律法。
Just like in verse 17.
就如十七节所说的。
See, I do not think that I came.To destroy the law or the prophet, I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
So before Lord Jesus Christ come to this world, the law is fall short of God's glory.
那么在耶稣基督来之前，当然律法是荣耀神。
Because whoever follow the law cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
如果人不遵守律法的话，就不能进到神的国。
Because the duty of the law is to judge.
因为律法就是审判。
And if the law judge a person, they can never be saved.
如果律法审判了一个人的话，他就不能够得救。
But Jesus Christ came to fulfill this law.
但是主耶稣基督来的目的是要成全律法。
Let's find verse 18, he continued to stress.
所以第十八节继续阐明。
For surely I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled.
我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一划也不能废去，都要成全。
And then verse 19, he continued to stress.
第十九节继续说明。
Whoever therefore break one of these least of these commandments and teach men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teach them, they shall be called the great in the kingdom of heaven.
所以无论任何人，无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条，又教训人这样做，他在天国要成为最小的。
So for us.
所以对我们来说
So for us, we also need to fulfill the law.
所以我们要成全律法。
God, Jesus did not get rid of the law, but rather come to fulfill it.
耶稣基督来的目的不是废除律法，就是要成全律法。
Let's find in verse 20, Jesus tells us, we must, our righteousness must exceed the righteousness of scribes and Pharisees.
所以第二十节主耶稣基督说，我告诉你们，你们的义若不能够胜于文士和法利赛人的人义，断不能进天国。
And then from verse 21 to verse 48, he gives us some example we must follow.
从第二十一节以下，主耶稣基督给我们的一些例子，是我们要遵行的。
And verse 21, he said, "You have heard that was said in this, and those of old, you shall not murder."
你们听见有吩咐古人的话说，不可杀人。
And whoever murder will be in danger of judgment.
又说凡杀人的难免受审判。
So this is the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee.
这就是文士跟法利赛人的义。
The law says you shall not murder.
因为的律法说不可杀人。
But if you murder, you're in danger of judgment.
你如果杀了人就要受审判。
But in verse 22 is our righteousness.
那么第二十二节所说的就是我们的所要行的这个正的公义。
But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother with our cause shall be in danger of judgment.
只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审断。凡骂弟兄是拉加的，难免公会的审断。
So that's why I do not think if we do not murder a person, this means we, you know, we do not commit sin.
我们不要一种想法说我并没有杀人，那么我就没有犯罪。
But Jesus said, if you are angry with your brother with our cause, you are already in danger of judgment.
主耶稣基督说，凡那么无缘无故的向弟兄动怒的，难免受审断。
So think and reflect about this.
让我们来思考一下这个。
If we want to enter the kingdom of heaven,
我们要进入神的国。
We cannot be angry that brother or sister with our cause.
我们就不能够无缘无故的向弟兄动怒。
And even they give us a cause to be angry at them.
甚至他们造成我们动怒。
We should not let the sunset.On anger.
So we should not.
So this means even though we are mad, but don't make this anger become hatred.
我们这个虽然会生气，可是不要我们生气却是不要成为怀恨。
But many times we are the reason we are angry with one another because of misunderstanding.
我们有时候会向别人动怒或者向别人生气，是因为一些误会或者误解。
And if we are angry because of this misunderstanding, this means we are angry with one another with our cause.
我们如果因为这个误会而生气，那么这就是无缘无故的动怒。
So that's why it's so important if we hear something about somebody.
所以我们当听到别人的一些事情
，do not be automatically be angry at them and be upset with them.
我们就不要向他们生气或向他们发怒。
But rather we should be able to go talk to that person ourselves.
我们应该向他们去说明，向他们来解释。
And try to resolve the problem.
那么要设法来解决问题。
But if not, we can be angry. This anger be in our heart forever.
不然的话，我们这个我们的怒气就在心中。
Of course, sometimes as an Asian culture, we are not so comfortable in confrontation.
这位那么有时候因为是这个亚洲人的这个文化，我们不大容易跟这个别人来这个来争执。
Sometimes when we met a person, we met at them forever.
但是我们对一个别人不满意或者对别人生气的话，我们终身对他不满意。
But this is not biblical.
可是这不是圣经的教训。
Especially if we met at them, we have no idea what they did to us.
有时候我们对他们动怒向他生气 却并不知道他为什么要这么做。
But even though they do something wrong to us,
甚至他们对我们做的是不对。
We must be able to forgive them all the time.
我们要需要不断的饶恕。
Just like when Peter asked our Lord Jesus Christ,
就如彼得问主耶稣基督。
How often can I forgive my brother who sinned against me?
我要饶恕我的弟兄几次呢？
And Peter says seven times.
彼得说七次够吗？
You know, our Lord Jesus Christ says 70 times seven.
可是耶稣说你要饶恕人七十个七次。
This means every time that a brother or sister sin against us, we must be able to forgive them from our heart.
也就是说，当每一次有弟兄姐妹们得罪我们的时候，我们在心内都要设法去饶恕他们。
If we cannot do this, this means we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
如果我们不这样做，正如圣经所说的，就不能够进神的国。
If we cannot do this, this means our righteousness is just like the scribes and Pharisees.
如果我们要是无法这样做的话，那我们的义就不能够胜过文士跟法利赛人。
But our righteousness must exceed beyond the righteous scribes and Pharisees.
所以我们的义就必须要胜过，要超过文士跟法利赛人的义。
So we are angry at a brother or sister.
所以我们向弟兄姐妹们生气或者是动怒。
We must try our best to talk to them, find out the reason why.
所以我们必须要找出原因，然后跟他们和好。
I remember one time is a testimony.
我曾经听过一个见证。
This brother, he was a deacon.
那么这个弟兄实际上是一个执事。
And he's talking really bad about the elder.
那么他批评他非常严厉的批评一位长老。
And the elder just, you know, the elder for many months he did not say anything.
那么这个长老听见这些事情已经有相当一段，已经好几个月了，可是没有说什么。
This deacon continued to talk bad about him.
那么这个执事不断地批评这个长老。
But at the time, the elder said he never feel angry or mad at his brother.
可是这个长老对这位执事却始终没有生气或者愤怒。
But one day, the elder called his brother.
有一天，这个长老打电话给这个执事。
And he said to his brother, have I done anything wrong to you?
他问这位弟兄说。我做了些对不起你的事情吗？
Have I hurt you in any way?
我是不是伤害到你了？
He said, if I have hurt you in any way, please tell me so I can repent.
如果我做了伤害你的事情，请让我知道，所以我可以悔改。
But if not, why do you go around and speak so many evil things about me?
不然的话，为什么你到处说我的坏话？
Then there was a time the elder shared that brother started to shed tears.
那么这个弟兄就开始流泪。
Because the elder never did anything to him.
但是因为这个长老从来没有对他做过一些错的事情。
But maybe this brother heard something about the elder.
也许这个弟兄听到了别人的一些所说的事情。
When after the elder spoke to him, then the brother knows that what he have said is totally wrong. It's nothing you have to do with the elder.
然后这个长老问他以后，他才完全明白这个长老并没有对他做什么样的错事。
So because of this, they can resolve the situation.
也就是如此才能够解决这个问题。
So that's why I really encourage brothers and sisters.
所以我再一次的勉励弟兄姐妹们。
Because a lot of times Satan always use us against one another.
因为撒旦会利用我们来彼此攻击。
If we hear anything that is not edifying, if we hear anything about us especially, and go to the source and try to find out is it really true or not?
我们如果，尤其是我们如果听到对我们这些批评的话，那么我们最好能够找出来是这个原因是什么。
Because we know our Lord Jesus Christ teaching, if the house divides itself, we cannot stand.
因为
If the house divides against itself, it cannot stand.
所以我们如果彼此有纷争的话，就不能够站立。
So the same thing as brother and sister, we don't work on humility, on harmony, and work on unity, and then of course, how can we truly serve God and overcome Satan?
如果弟兄姐妹不能够同心合意的话，我们又如何能够来侍奉主呢？
And then the second half say, and whoever say to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of counsel, but whoever say, you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire.
凡骂弟兄是拉加的，难免公会的审断；凡骂弟兄是魔力的，难免地狱的火。
I think Raka mean empty-headed.
那个拉加的意思就是骂人家是愚笨的，
so another word,
笨头笨脑的。
Do not call our fellow brethren foolish.
所以我们不要骂这个弟兄是愚蠢的。
Or call them stupid.
或者说他们是笨头笨脑。
Because we are fellow brethren.
因为我们都是彼此间都是弟兄姐妹。
If we talk bad about one another.
我们如果彼此的攻击严厉的批评。
We shall be in danger of hellfire.
那么这边说就难免地狱的火。
And remember, this is the teaching from our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不要忘了，这是主耶稣基督的教导。
Of course, sometimes we have to share with one another. Someone did this, someone did that to us.
有时候我们会跟别人来分享其他的人所做的其他人的行为。
Actually, the reason we share it actually is to encourage one another to pray for one another.
我们所彼此来分享的目的是能够互相的勉励彼此的带导。
But not to look down at them, not to you know, treat them just like they are nobody.
并不是来轻视他们并不是这个等于说来歧视他们。
That's why in verse 23 to verse 25.
所以从23节到25节这么说。
It says, therefore, you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, verse 24.
24节。
Leave your gift there before the altar and go your way.First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift, verse 25.
25节。
Agree with your adversary quickly while you're on the way, with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge hand you over to the officer, and to you be thrown into prison, verse 26.
26节。
Assuredly I say to you, you will by no means get out of there till you have paid the last penny.
二十三节，所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。你同告你的对头还在路上，就赶紧与他和席，恐怕他把你送给审判官，审判官交付衙役，你就下在监里了。我实在告诉你，若有一文钱没有还清，你断不能从那里出来。
We know in the Old Testament, if you have wrong against anyone, you can just go in front of the altar and bring your gift and that's it, and sacrifice it, and that's it.
那么在这个旧约的时候如果这个弟兄向你怀怨的话，你就祭坛上就是献礼就结束了。
But our Lord Jesus Christ teaches us here.
可是在这边主耶稣告诉我们。
Because this is our righteousness.
这是我们所当行的义。
If you have anything, we have,And verse 23, it said here, right? If you bring a gift to the altar,
所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候
，and you remember that your brother has something against you,
如果想起弟兄向你怀怨
，this means leave your gift there before the altar and go your way and first be reconciled to your brother.
先把礼物留在坛前。就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后回来献礼物。
And then come and offer your gift.
你完了，你再回来献礼物。
So this is very important.
这是一个非常重要的教训。
That's why so often when we pray to God.
所以我们在经常向神祷告的时候。
And it seems that God is so far from us.
我们似乎觉得神离我很远。
The reason of this, why? Because a lot of time we cannot get along with our brothers and sisters.
原因是我们没有办法能够跟弟兄姐妹们和好。
We have some ill will against one another.
我们彼此这个怀怨。
So because of this, when we pray, our prayer cannot reach all the way to heaven.
这就是为什么我们虽然不住的祷告，却没有办法能够达到神那里去。
Even we want to do something for God.
甚至我们想要来侍奉神
But if we cannot get along with brothers and sisters,
但是和弟兄姐妹们无法和睦相处
If we cannot love a brother and sister who can we see, how can we say we truly love God?
如果我们对所看得见弟兄姐妹们都不能够有爱的话我们又如何能够来说我们是爱看不见的神
So that's why Jesus said to us
所以主耶稣基督跟我们说
If you want to offer a gift to him
你如果要向他献祭
We must be able to reconcile with our brothers and sisters
我们先要跟弟兄姐妹们和好
And only then when you come back to offer the gift This gift can be a smell sweeting aroma
那么这样子的话你所献的祭才会分出馨香的气
And not only with our brothers and sisters
不但是对弟兄姐妹们
And verse 25 says agree with the adversary quickly
那么第25节也提到说同告你的对头在路上碰面
This means even with outside the church we'll be able to have peace with the people out there
也就是说我们对不信的人我们也同样要能够和睦
Because sometimes we act one way in church and one way outside the church
有时候我们在教会里面的行为是一样在教会外面的行为又是另外一样
If that is the case we're just like the scribes and Pharisees
那么这样子的话我们跟文士跟法利赛人又有什么两样呢
Because many times we call them they are hypocrites
因为我们常常批评文士跟法利赛人是假冒为善
This means in front of men they do one thing in front of you know, God they do another thing
所以他们在人前做的是另外一套
That's why for every single one of us
所以作为所以我们每一个人
Everybody out there they should love us
甚至在外边的人在外边也同样的要能够相爱
When they look at us they see the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们在不信的人面前、啊、也使他们能够感受到基督的爱。
They can see that kind of love.
他们也能够感受到那样子的爱。
That joy and peace is inside of us.、
啊、也是也还有我们在还有我们在内心的这个喜乐跟平安。
This is something the world cannot do not have.
这是一般的世人所没有的。
So that's why if we even want to give gift to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以同样，所以我们如果要向神献上礼物，
we must have peace among all the people.
我们先要跟弟兄姐妹们和好。
Of course, it's not talking about, you know, we cannot conform to the sinful ways, right? Not talking about that.
啊，这所讲的一样啊，就是说所讲的并不是说我们要跟啊这个罪能够那个妥协。
But making peace to everybody we know.
啊，我们要跟每一个人啊能够和好。
So in then verse 27,
27节,
you have heard it was said that to those of old you shall not commit adultery.
27节说你们听见有话说不可奸淫。
So this is the righteousness of scribe and Pharisee.
这句话所指的是文士跟法利赛人的义。
In olden days, you must commit adultery, physically commit adultery.
在旧约的时候、啊、如果是你实际上犯奸淫。
But that seemed to be very easy.
那就是有罪了。
But our righteousness seemed to be much harder.
啊，那么啊，但是是啊，但是我们的这个所要行的义啊，那就更加的困难了。
Because in verse 28 say, but I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her already committed adultery with her in his heart.
二十八节，只是我告诉你们，犯看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
So this is our righteousness.
这是我们所当行的义。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, if we look at a woman or a man to lust already in our heart, this means we already commit adultery inside our heart.
所以对对男人或者对妇女看见男人或者妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与他犯奸淫了。
And we know that many people cannot follow this.
我知道我们知道有很多人没有办法能够遵行这一点。
Especially Christian outside of our church.
尤其是在这个教会以外的这个场合里面。
But praise and thank God that many of our members be able to do this.
很感谢神，我们很多弟兄姐妹们都能够遵守这一点。
Because it's very difficult.
因为这是非常的困难。
How can we look at a person and not to lust after this person?
我们如何能够看见那个的异性而不动淫念的？
You can see also many people.
我们也发现到有很多人。
They are addicted to pornographic. A pornographic addicted to pornographic.
他们对这些黄色的这些书刊那么对这个黄色书刊很上瘾。
And it seems this is okay.
对一般人眼光里面来说，这或许是没有什么。
But of course, if we look at pornographic, this means we always lust after a person inside our heart.
那么我们因为看多了黄色这个书刊，那么就会动淫念。
If we do this, we already commit adultery against our spouse already.
那么这样子做的话，就已经是犯奸淫了。
Because the more you watch this kind of dirty stuff, the more that you have no more desire for your spouse.
那么一个人如果这个看太多这个黄色书刊的话，就对自己的配偶失去兴趣。
Just like in a working environment, a working environment.
那么就好像在工作环境里面。
Many coworkers always flirt with one another.
那么这些那么这像这些同事之间彼此说就是彼此之间互相的勾引。
And even sometimes talking things that is filthy to one another.
他们所讲的都是一些比较的误会的东西。
But to them it's okay as long as they don't physically do it.
他们觉得说这个没有问题，只要不是在实际上有什么样子的行动。
But we are the chosen people of God.
但是我们是神的选民。
We must be holy just as He is holy.
我们要圣洁，因为神是圣洁的。
If we lust after anyone beside our spouse, you already commit adultery in our heart.
就是说，我们如果对异性动淫念的话，那么就对我的配偶来说，已经是犯奸淫。
So that's fine. Verse 29, our Lord Jesus Christ says, if your right eyes cause you to sin, pluck it out.
所以二十九节说，若是你的右眼叫你跌倒，就弯出来，就挽出来丢掉。
And not only to pluck it out, but also cast it away from you. I cast it away from you.
而且要把它丢掉。
So I mean, sometimes we just, you know, of course, a lot of time, especially nowadays with all the media, right?
我们在尤其在今天，我们接触很多的媒体。
Of course, when they say pluck it out, doesn't mean you really truly pluck your eye out.
这里边并不是说我们要实际上把我们眼睛挖出来。
Because I heard one time, I don't know if this is a true testimony or not, that a brother read this verse and he have watched something that he's not supposed to watch. Right?
我 我不太很确定这是不是一个真的见证啊。有一次有一个弟兄看了一些不是很恰当的东西。
And he thought that, you know, he meant literally that you pluck your eye out. So he plucked his eye out right during that time.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I heard. I don't know why.
那么他因为读了这个圣经章节，就实践把他的眼睛给。
But thank God, I heard after he did that, the Holy Spirit moved him to put his eye back in, right? Because that's not what it meant.
他把眼睛挖出来以后，后来这个圣灵感动他。
And then when he put his eye back in, God healed his eye.
他把眼睛又放回去以后，那么神医治他。因为这个不是圣经上所教训的，并不是这个意义。
But I say if your right eye causes you to sin.
这边说，如果你的右眼叫你跌倒。
This means if our eyes bring us to see something, right, that is lustful, something that is not good for us.
如果一个眼睛叫我们会引起我们这个动这个淫念。
That means we should not see with our right eye.We should not see it.
但我们就希望我们就不要再看。
And cast it out away from us.
那么把这个东西丢掉。
If we just take it out and put it right there, sooner or later we feel like, oh, I want to see it again, then you put it back in, right?
所以就是说，我们这个东西如果还在那里的话，有一天你放在一边，有一天你还会再看。
Because say, for it is more profitable for you than one of your members perish.
所以这边说，宁可尸体百体中百体中的一体，不叫全身下入地狱。
Then for your whole body to be cast into hell.
所以这样子不然的话，你的整个身不然你的全身就会被下入地狱。
So this means it's better go to heaven, right? With one missing eye, than you know, a whole body completely go into hell.
所以与其全身下入地狱，还不如失去百体中的一体。
So in other words, we have to make sacrifice.
所以讲得更清楚一点，就是我们需要牺牲。
Even though sometimes, yes, we don't want to lose that eye.
当然我们不愿意失去一只眼睛。
But if that eye causes to sin continually, this means is that eye can endanger your whole body to be cast into hell.
所以如果这个眼睛能够叫我们跌倒，会造成我们的危险，生命的危险。
So in other words, whatever weaknesses that we have, we must be able to cut it away from us.
所以任何能够使我们犯罪的事情，我们就要把它除掉。
Just like in verse 30.
就好像三十节所说的。
If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you.
若是右手叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉。
For it is more profitable for you than one of your members to perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell.
宁可失去百体中的一体，不叫全身下入地狱。
Of course, when it comes to weaknesses.
所以讲到关于这些邪恶的事情。
The reason is that weaknesses because it overcomes us.
因为我们都被罪所等于说我们都被罪所屈服。
And most of the time, the reason is weaknesses because we enjoy doing it.
因为我们都很喜欢去做这些恶的事情。
Just like young brothers.
就好像有一个年轻的弟兄。
Why they can spend so much time on the internet and surfing the net and everything?
为什么他花那么多时间在这个在互联网上面。
Because they enjoy doing it.
因为他喜欢这样做。
Just like when they play all these violent video games.
就好像他们玩这些暴力的这个电子游戏。
Why they spend all day and all night playing it?
为什么有人能够昼夜不停地来玩这些电子游戏？
Because they enjoy doing it.
因为他们喜欢如此行。
So we think about all the weaknesses. The reason is weaknesses. Why? Because we enjoy doing it.
想到这些罪恶的事情，因为我们喜欢去做。
That's why it's so difficult to get rid of it.
也就是说，这就是为什么如此这样的困难去能够除掉这些恶习。
That's why we need to cut it, just cut at that moment, right? And then continue to cultivate ourselves.
所以我们要把它除掉，而且要不断的来这个来灵修自己。
Because if we are addicted to a certain thing,
因为我们对某样东西上瘾的话
，without reading the word of God, without prayer, it's impossible to overcome.
Without 神的力量，没有神的力量，如果没有继续不断的祷告的话，就无法能够克服。
And Jesus knows how weak we are.
主耶稣基督知道我们的软弱。
That's why teaching us, yes, even though you have to sacrifice your eye, you have to sacrifice your arm, but you need to do it to save the whole body.
就如好像我们要失去一只眼睛，或者是丢掉一只手，只要能够使我们不这个下入地狱，我们就应当如此行。
Then verse 31 and 32.
那么三十一节、三十二节又这么说。
Verse 31, 32.
三十一节、三十二节。
Furthermore, what has been said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce.
耶和华说，人若休妻，就当给他休书。
This is the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee.
这也是文士跟法利赛人的义。
We know in the beginning God created one woman and one man.
我们知道起初神创造男人和女人。
And every man should have only one wife.
每一个男人只应该有一个妻子。
But because the hardness of the people.
因为人的心很刚硬。
And then, if anyone wants to divorce his wife, just give him a certificate of divorce.
所以人如果要休妻的话，就当给他休书。
But that is the righteousness of scribes and Pharisees.
但是那个是文士跟法利赛人的义。
But what is our righteousness?
但是我们所应当行的义是什么呢？
But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality caused her to commit adultery, and whoever marry a woman who is divorced commit adultery.
32节说，只是我告诉你们，凡休妻的，若不是为淫乱的缘故。
Many Christians take this teaching very lightly.
很多基督徒把这一节不当一回事。
It says here, whoever divorced his wife.
这边说，凡休妻的。
For any reason except sexual immorality.
若不是为淫乱的缘故，也就是说，如果这个离婚不是为了淫乱的缘故。
Cause her to commit adultery.
就是叫她做淫妇。
And whoever marry a woman who is divorced also commit adultery.
人若娶这被休的妇人，也是犯奸淫的。
So the Bible is very clear.
所以圣经上非常的清楚告诉我们。
When we are married.
当我们结了婚以后，
we cannot get divorced.
我们是不可以离婚的。
Only with sexual morality.
除非是淫乱的缘故。
Even then, a church is not encouraged.
甚至是犯了奸淫， 教会里面也不主张夫妻应该离婚。
Why? Because when wife and husband are divorced,
所以当这个夫妻离婚以后，
the children will receive much pain.
那么子女将会受到很大的伤痛。
So that's why I praise and thank God.
所以感谢神。
Church in United States anyway that you know we really be able to follow God's teaching.
在美国我们能够遵守神的指示。
Because of this, you know, because of this that we have, you know, we have the hope to enter eternal life.
也因为如此，我们才有进入天国的盼望。
But this time when I was in Taiwan.
当我最近在台湾的时候。
I was so surprised that our members also get divorced, you know, get divorced not because of sexual morality.
我发现到我们教会的信徒不是因为这个奸淫的缘故而离婚。
When I heard this, I was very sad.
当我听见这件事情，我感到非常的难过。
Because sometimes even though a wife and husband, you know, they of course have, different personality, different characters. Because of this, that's why they're divorced.
我所了解到的是，他们离婚的缘故是因为这个性不合就离婚。
But it should not be so.
可是这不应该如此。
If we are not loving toward one another,
如果我们不能够彼此相爱，
we have a great counselor to help us out.
那我们就需要有一个保惠师能够帮助我们。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是主耶稣。
So any weaknesses we have between wife and husband, we can go to our Lord Jesus Christ and to seek for help.
所以任何一方如果有软弱的时候，就应该来找主耶稣基督的帮助。
But the problem with sexuality.
但是奸淫的事情，
this only sin that we commit in our body.
因为只有犯奸淫是得罪自己的身体。
Because when we do this, it's already too late to be reconciled.
那么如果人犯奸淫的话，就没有办法能够再和好了。
So that's why we need to remember this.
所以我们需要记得圣经上的教训。
Because sometimes when we try to encourage a brother and sister who you know in a bad marriage.
所以当我们有时候来建议这个弟兄姐妹们在婚姻上有问题的时候，
and sometimes of course because we feel the pain that they are feeling，
我们也能够感受到他们所受的伤痛，
and then we tell them the things that's not according to the Bible，
我们跟他们讲说这不是圣经的教训，
we tell them it's okay， yeah， you can leave your wife or your husband， right， because you guys just don't get along。
我们不能跟弟兄姐妹说，你们可以离婚，因为你们的个性不合。
But if we say this, we go against our Lord Jesus Christ's teaching.
我们如果这样建议别人的话，就是违背了圣经的教训。
Because the only way that we can be divorced is through sexual morality.
所以离婚唯一的理由就是奸淫的缘故。
And another reason we can remarry is when a spouse passes away.
所以我们可以再婚的唯一的一个理由就是 一方的配偶已经离世了。
So we pray and hope that our righteousness exceed the righteousness of scribes and Pharisees.
我们啊，求神希望我们的义能够超过文士跟法利赛人的义。
Yes, even though the Old Testament say do not murder, but we should not hate our brothers and sisters.
就如旧约告诉我们说不可以杀人，但是我们不能恨我们弟兄姐妹。
Even though the Old Testament said do not commit adultery，
旧约圣经虽然告诉我们说不可以犯奸淫
，but we should not lust after anyone beside our spouse。
但是我们不能够这个对除了配偶以外，我们对不能对别人动淫念。
Yes, even the Old Testament said we can divorce if we have a certificate of divorce。
旧约圣经旧约虽然立法告诉我们说人若休妻就应该给他休书
，but we should not be divorced only for one reason that is sexuality。
但是若不是为淫乱的缘故，我们不可以离婚。
So may God continue to strengthen us and guide us.
愿主继续加强我们的信心和力量。
To live a life,
愿主带领我们。
A blessing upon blessing.
那我们才能够得到这个丰盛的恩典。
So we can transform our life each day that we live as we journey to heavenly kingdom.
让我们每一天的生命就能够得以更新。
Let's sing one hymn.
让我们唱一首诗。
Let's sing hymn 398.
398首。
398.
398首。